Playoff push continues to roll on with 19 games remaining in the California League season. And coming up next, it's a series finale between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon between the Dodgers affiliate Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Arizona Diamondbacks single-A affiliate, the Visalia Rawhide. And yesterday, with the Rawhide's 4-3 win against Rancho, the Rawhide moved within one game of the first place spot for the first time in over 14 days. Reflecting on yesterday's ball game, the Rawhide would take a 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the second inning thanks to a two-run RBI double from Ruben Santana. Then in the top half of the third inning, Rancho would respond with a run of their own thanks to Elijah Hainline's first professional home run, a no-doubter over the left field bullpen. However, in the bottom half of inning number three, the Rawhide would tack on two more runs thanks to Kenny Castillo's fourth home run of the year. It was a two-run home run shot that would score Yansel Luis as well. Then in the top half of the fourth inning, Rancho would score a run off an E6. It would be Cameron Decker to score the lone run in the frame. And then in the top half of the ninth inning, Rancho would try to put a late game rally together, including a run scored by Jose Mesa on the RBI double from Samuel Munoz and a ball that took a very, very unlucky bounce on the first baseman, Ben McLaughlin. However, Lobato able to lock in and get the final two outs of the ballgame on a F9 for Victor Rodriguez. And then Eduardo Guerrero strikes out on the K2-3, and the Rawhide pull off the win in last night's bowl game. So the Rawhide back within a game. Daniel Nunez received the win. Meanwhile, Cam Day suffered the loss. He's now 4-4, and Alexis Lovato, his sixth save. It is a team leading here in 2024. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the California League standings, and we'll get you ready for first pitch. It's a series finale between Rancho and Visalia, and it's coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Sunday afternoon. as we get ready to take a look at the second half standings. We'll start off first in the South, like we so often do. In first place, Rancho Cucamonga, they are 28-19. They have a one-game lead over Visalia, who are 27-20. Meanwhile, in third place, Lake Elsinore, they suffered a loss last night. They've now lost two straight against Inland Empire. They have a record of 26-21. Meanwhile, fourth place, Inland Empire, one game out of 500. They are 23-24. Meanwhile, moving up into the North, San Jose, they are 27-20. They have a six-game lead over the Fresno Grizzlies, who the Rawhide will welcome for their final homestand in 2024. In third place, Modesto, they are 21-26. They're tied for second place as well. And then lastly, the Stockton Fords, they are 15-32, 3-7 over their last 10 games. And with that, it allows us to take a look at the California Lake scoreboard for the first time this afternoon. Visalia with the 12:05 start time, the earliest start time out of every California Lake ball game here on this Sunday afternoon. Meanwhile, out at Diamond Stadium in Lake Elsinore, they'll be the next game to start at 1:15, Inland versus Lake Elsinore. Meanwhile, 5 o'clock, it'll be San Jose and Stockton. And then lastly, at Chancy Park in Fresno, it'll be the Grizzlies and Modesto Nuts starting at 5:05 p.m. Meanwhile, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're out at the high A level. It will be the Hillsboro Hops and Eugene Emeralds. At the double A level, it will be the San Antonio Missions versus the Amarillo Sod Poodles. And then lastly, the AAA, at AAA, it is Reno versus El Paso. At the major league level, it is the Tampa Bay Rays and Arizona Diamondbacks currently underway. For Visalia tonight, it will be the right-hander, Denny Lorando. He's 3-5 with a 4.30 ERA. Meanwhile, for Rancho, it will be the right-hander as well, Christian Zazueta, 1-3 with an 8.33 ERA. Denny Lorando leads his Rawhide team with 87 strikeouts, and he'll look to continue that success here in today's ball game and live Visalia to a game, to a tie with 18 games left to go in the regular season. You'll take a look at the rest of the Rawhide schedule. You'll have Inland Empire next week for six games out at San Manuel Stadium. Then the Rawhide will return home against that Fresno Grizzlies team, who's currently in second place in the North. And then the Rawhide will have a what will likely come down to a playoff deciding series for six games out at Lomar Field at the beginning of September. So 18 games left to go after today. A big matchup as the Rawhide will look to tie things up here in the second half. Visalia is 56-56 overall. Rancho is 58-53. Overall, we'll get ready for the national anthem, and when we come back, we'll have first pitch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Several ways to watch today's ball game. You can watch it live on the Valley Live app, the MILB app as well, and you watch it locally on MyTV 53. Lorando Zazueta coming up next. It's a series finale between Visalia and Rancho. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball, VisaliaRawhide.com.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
implications on the line in downtown Visalia as we get ready for game six of the six-game series between the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon, and happy to welcome you to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. And with that, let's dive into tonight's starting lineups for the first time today. Leading things off will be Wilman Diaz, a shortstop. He'll be followed by Elijah Hainline, the second baseman, batting two. Zaire Hope will be the DH, batting third. Then it'll be Cameron Decker, the first baseman, batting at the cleanup spot. Jose Mesa, the right fielder, will bat five. He'll be followed by Carlos Rojas, the catcher, at six. Samuel Munoz will be the left fielder, batting seven. It'll be Eduardo Quintero, the center fielder, batting eighth. And then lastly, Eduardo Guerrero, the third baseman, will bat out of the number nine spot. For Visalia, it'll be the right-hander, Denny Lerondo. 3-5 with a 4.30 ERA, 87 punch-outs here in 2024, and it'll be his fourth meeting of the year against these Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. For Visalia, they will sport the gold uniforms on this Sunday afternoon, the gold tops with the Serpientes Rawhide font across the front of the chest with the red numbers on the bottom left corner, the Rawhide V on the left side. Meanwhile, the Arizona Diamondbacks logo on the right shoulder. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they'll sport the alternate blue tops today with Rancho across the chest with the Dodger red numbers in the bottom left corner. Blue belts with the gray pants here on this Sunday afternoon. Wilman Diaz will get ready to step into the box. Denny Lerondo will get ready to step on the mound. The home plate umpire for today's ball game, Reginald Webb. Meanwhile, Blake Bison is the first base umpire. All squared away and set to play Rawhide baseball here on this Sunday afternoon. The Rawhide one game back in a crucial ball game right here. Denny Lerondo working from the windup. First pitch on the way, and it's fouled off to the left side. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. Lerondo's pitch on the way to Wilman Diaz. And that one is upstairs for ball one, 1-1. If you're tuning into a Rawhide game for the first time in a little bit of time, we'll update you on the California League standings and why this game becomes that much more crucial. With 18 games left to go after today's ball game, the Rawhide will face off against Rancho six more times, and the team who's in front of them in first place in the second half California League standings. The 2-1 pitch popped up a mile high. De Leon can't find it. It'll be Modifi Marte with the shades on, and he'll be underneath it for the grab. So now one down here in the inning brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. But Visalia, one game back. Rancho enters the ball game 20-19. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're 27-20. So a win for the Rawhide in this ball game would tie these two teams up going into the final 18 games. With not to mention that crucial six-game series coming up at the beginning of September. So with one down in the inning, it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. Here's the deal, and that one is inside for ball one, 1-0. The Rawhide definitely have a more favorable schedule. If you want to look at it that way, you got Inland Empire, the fourth-place team in the South, next week for six games at their ballpark. The Rawhide team has been successful against Inland Empire all year long. And then you have Fresno, who's in second place at the moment. You have them for six, and then Rancho. Meanwhile, for these Quakes, a little bit difficult, more difficult of a schedule. Lake Elsinore, the obvious first-half champs. Pitch on the way. Foul off to the right side. Count now 2-1, the first-half champs. And they've been right around with Visalia through the duration of the second half. And then you'll have San Jose, who currently leads the Northern Division here in this second half. And they were making a push to win half number one in the North. So a difficult next two series for Rancho. Visalia definitely has a favorable schedule when you look at it in that way. As that pitch is on the outside corner and in there for a strike 2-2. Got Elijah Hainline at the plate, the former Oregon State Beaver. Faced off against the Kentucky Wildcats in the Lexington Super Regional this past spring. 2-2 pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. Super Regional that featured the names of Travis Bazana, the first overall pick to the Cleveland Guardians, and Ryan Waldschmidt, the 31st overall pick by the D-backs. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Lerondo gets ready for the deal home. Working from the windup. He's gotten two quick outs to begin this frame. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled directly backwards, so the count will remain static 2-2.
I can hit it concrete, so I'm guessing that's a Porta Subs prize ball.
Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Pitch on the way to Hainline. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the strikeout leader has his first of the ball game. There's one down here in the inning. And that strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Talking about Denny LaRondo so far this year, 3-5 with a 4.30 ERA, making his 20th start here at 2024. 75 and a third innings of work with a team-leading 87 strikeouts compared to his 60 walks. And now LaRondo's pitch is inside for ball one, 1-0. We've seen LaRondo now in all sorts of different starting spots for this Rawhide team this year. We've seen him on the Friday spot, the Thursday spot. He started off the season as the Saturday starter on the first couple weeks of the season. And now here after the MLB All-Star break, LaRondo has moved to the starting Sunday spot. 2-0 pitch with two away. Here's the deal from LaRondo. That one's on the inside corner and in there for a strike 2-1. Since the All-Star break, it's been the first three games of the series featuring all southpaws. Then starting on Friday and going towards the rest of the weekend, it is right-handers. The 2-1 pitch on the way, grounded to the right side. Crisantas the backhand. His toss to first base is in time. And a 3-up, 3-down frame for Denny LaRondo in the top half of inning number one. Rancho 0, Visalia 0. When we come back, we'll see the Rawhide offense for the first time today. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Korea Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962. And meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied,
"Some of you probably saw Jackson wearing that awesome Halloween jersey for Kids Club members. If you're a Kids Club member, go to Guest Services to get your jersey if you're one of the first 100. And if you're not a member, you can sign up today. At the plate."
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Sunday afternoon. Rancho Cucamonga versus Visalia here on this pretty nice Sunday afternoon. At first pitch today, 83 degrees. Feeling like an April afternoon. April, early May type of ball game. 0-1 pitch on the way to Rojas is inside for a ball. And the count now 1-1. Today's high 94 with a low of 63. It won't get up until the 90s until around 3 o'clock today. As that pitch is outside for a ball, and the count now 2-1. A little bit of a breeze blowing around the ballpark today. 3 mph wind blowing out of the west. The pitch on the way. Rojas tries to lay down a bunt. And however, that one is fouled backwards. The count now 2-2. You look at the upcoming week here in Visalia. Thursday and going into the weekend, going to be real nice. 92 the high on Thursday, 85 Friday, and 86 the high on Saturday. The 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for ball three, 3-2. A good chance to go into the outdoors and enjoy your week before the Rawhide return home next week, in 2 weeks' time, I should say, as Rojas fouls that one off to the left side. Anderson Rojas so far this season batting .248 with 5 home runs and 38 RBIs. We'll go through the batting order here in just a moment as Rojas bats from the left side, the right-on-left matchup against Christian Zazueta. As Rojas gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side, the Rawhide looking to get on the board for the first time here in this ball game. They took the lead in inning number 2 yesterday. It's been the last 2 games that the Rawhide have taken the first lead of the game. As that one's hit on a line and hit foul. You have to go back to Thursday night when Rancho took a 3-0 lead in the top half of the second inning in a ball game that they ended up winning 6-3. 3 balls, 2 strikes, with no outs. Rojas would get ready for the deal once again. This would be the 9th pitch of the at-bat. So Zazueta closing in on 10 pitches here on just one batter. And Rojas continues to foul that one off to the left side. You look at this Rawhide team this year. When it comes to strikeouts, they have the fewest in all the California League with 1,010. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they've struck out the second most, 1,125. Payoff pitch on the way. Downstairs, strike 3 called. And Anderson Rojas will be struck out for the first out of the inning. And we get ready to go through the starting lineup. Leading things off, Anderson Rojas. Christopher Torino will bat at the 2 spot and play shortstop. Dimitri Grisantis will return to the field batting 3rd. Angel Ortiz will be the right fielder batting 4. Drew Jones will man the center field batting 5. Ruben Santana will man the hot corner batting 6. Ben McLaughlin will be the DH. And then it will be Adrian DeLeon and Modifi Marte 8 and 9. This is with us. Pitch on the way to Taureen, and that one is outside for a ball. 1-0. Taureen had yesterday's ball game off, so last time we saw him in the lineup was on Friday. 1-0 with one away. Here's the pitch to Taureen, and that one is inside for a ball. So the count now 2-0. Taureen 251 with 4 home runs and 41 RBIs. Here's the deal from Zazueta. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop, Diaz. It's tossed to first base in time, and there's 2 down here in the inning. So 2 quick outs for Zazueta. We get ready to go through his numbers here in 2024. 1-3 with an 8.33 ERA, making his 11th appearance of the year, his 8th start. For 35 and 2/3 innings of work, he's struck out 44 batters, and he's walked 16. Those are the numbers for Zazueta. First pitch on the way, and Dimitri Grisantis hits that one up the middle, and there it is, 41 straight games on base. That is the most in all of minor league baseball. Grisantis continues to find ways to get on base, and he gives Visalia their first hit of the ball game right up the middle, right back at the mound. And that first hit of the game is brought to you by Roser Brothers Milk Company. With Roser Brothers, every sip is special. So here's the deal to Ortiz, and that one is in there for a strike 0-1. We talk about Grisantis' new on-base streak, now 41 straight games. He was tied up with Kendall George entering the week. As a pickoff attempt over at first, Kendall George suffering the injury on Friday night that placed him on the IL starting Saturday morning. So he has not played in now today or yesterday and allowed Grisantis to surpass him. And now Ortiz will foul that one off to the left side, and the count is now 0-2. Ball brought to you by Vision Glassworks. Give them a call today at 559-747-2000 for free quote today. So now you got Angel Ortiz. And an 0-2 count who will have to wait up as Dimitri Grisantis gets the attention of Zazueta for the second time in this inning and gets a second disengagement. We'll see if Grisantis decides to pull the trigger here in a moment. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and Ortiz in at the hands will foul it off to the left side, so the count is now 0-2 once again. You look at Grisantis' numbers so far this season, 14 stolen bases. That is right behind the numbers of Drew Jones, and he's currently tied with Yancel Luis as well. So tied for the 3rd most in stolen bases on this Rawhide team. And that one is outside for a ball, so the count now 1-2. Rawhide stolen base leader at the moment, Anderson Rojas with 30. That is top 10 in all of the California League. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 ways. Zazueta from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. A swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs. And Angel Ortiz will be the final out of the inning. No hits, no one hit, no runs, and no errors. One runner left on base. We head to the top half of inning number two. Rawhide 0, Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh-roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on this Sunday afternoon. Denny LaRonda remains on the mound for his second inning of work. Here's the deal home to Cameron Decker, a big swing and a miss. And the count now 0-1. Decker so far this season batting .266. With 7 home runs and 33 RBIs. Defense plays straight up against Decker. Here's the deal home. And that one at the knees is in there for a strike 0-2. It'll be Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, Carlos Rojas, 4, 5, and 6 due up here in the second inning. Here's the deal home from LaRondo. That pitch is outside for a ball. Danny LaRondo, you look at his numbers in the month of July, 1-0 with a 3.65 ERA, 12 and a third innings of work for LaRondo in a month where he had 14 walks compared to his 12 strikeouts. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 2-2. You look at his month of August so far, 2 starts, 2 losses, 3 2/3 innings in the outing against Stockton, and then just 2 innings of work last Sunday against Modesto. 2-2 pitch on the way. Does he go around? Cameron Decker does not. Good job by Adrian DeLeon quickly getting out from behind the crowd just in case Decker did go around. So now the count will go full, 3-2. You look at the outing from LaRondo last Sunday, 2 innings of work, 7 hits and 5 earned runs in that ballgame. Upcoming payoff pitch on the way with LaRondo continuing to work out of the windup. Here's his deal home, and that one fouled directly backwards. In the series that Visalia won 4 of the 6 against Modesto, capturing the season series as a whole. Hadn't done that over the last 2 years. 3-2 pitch on the way from LaRondo, and that one's a swing and a miss, strike 3. And Cameron Decker will be struck out for the second punch out of the ballgame for LaRondo. Oh, yeah, another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. But that will go through the ride starting defense. Behind the plate, Adrian DeLeon at first place, at first base, Modifi Marte. Demetrio Crisantes will be at second. There's the numbers for Denny LaRondo once again. Through that third of the way through 100 innings pitched. Upcoming one-out pitch on the way. And that one's on the outside corner in there for a strike, 0-1. And shortstop Christopher Torin, Ruben Santana at third. We'll go through the Rawhide outfield here after this pitch to Jose Mesa. One pitch on the way from LaRondo. It's a breaking ball inside for a ball. In outfield, Anderson Rojas in left, Drew Jones in center field, Angel Ortiz in right, and Ben McLaughlin will be the DH today for this Rawhide club. Ryan Waldschmidt getting this Sunday off. We've seen Waldschmidt out there in left field for a majority of this series, excluding Tuesday's ball game. 1-1 with one down. Here's the deal home, and that one is upstairs for ball 2-2-1. Jose Mesa batting 248 with 7 home runs and 28 RBIs here in 2024. LaRondo working from the windup. Here's the deal home. That pitch is inside for ball 3-1. LaRondo, 2 strikeouts in this ballgame. Now sets him up at 89 strikeouts. He'll look for 90 a little bit later on in this ballgame, but looking to fight back in a 3-1 count. As a big swing and a miss for Mesa. And the count now goes full 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Bases empty. Rancho looking for their first base runner of the ball game. DeLeon will get set up. Here's the deal home. Gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side. LaRondo in his fourth year in professional baseball, originally signed by the New York Yankees on July 2nd of 2018. Another payoff pitch on the way from LaRondo. Outside corner, strike 3 called. And Jose Mesa will be struck out for the first time in this bowl game. That's another mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Perfectly placed on the outside corner. And brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate against Denny LaRondo. Strikeout number 90 of the year. Here's the pitch from LaRondo, and that one's a bit upstairs, and the count is now 1-0. Talk about Denny being signed by the Yankees back in 2018. LaRondo will get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and that one is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. Going to be placed on the 60-day IL on November 10th of 2022, and a little less than a month later, he would be claimed off of waivers by the D-backs organization. The 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's a swing and a miss. Rojas way out in front of that one, and the count now 1-2. LaRondo in 2023 spent time between the Complex League and Visalia. He spent 3 games here in Visalia, where he was 0-1 with a 6.17 ERA, 14 strikeouts and 10 walks during those 3 games. The 1-2 pitch on the way, outside for ball 2-2. And while here in 2024, he was a part of that opening day roster, and he's been in that starting role all season long for this Rawhide club. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Carlos Rojas. And that one's on the outside corner for ball 3-2. Carlos Rojas batting 303 with 1 home run and 19 RBI so far on the year. And trying to hand it off to Samuel Munoz, the 7th batter here in this order. 3-2, 2 away. Another payoff pitch from LaRondo. And that one is lifted into right field. A long run for the right fielder, Angel Ortiz. But he'll run out of room as it will land out of the passer in right. Not a whole lot of foul territory out there for Angel Ortiz. You basically make the run to that right field line, and you are out of space after that. It's a foul ball in that pasture grass. You take a look right there. Less than 6 feet separate that right field chalk and the right field wall. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's the deal. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And Denny LaRondo strikes out the side in order to send this to the bottom half of the 6th inning. LaRondo's up to 4 strikeouts here in his first 2 innings of work. Visalia 0, Rancho 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the 4th for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Drew Jones will lead things off 5, 6, and 7. Due up, Jones lays down a bunt. It will go right back at the mounds. Azueta fails to pick it up, and the late toss to first base is not in time. And Drew Jones races down the line to get on base. So a leadoff base runner here for Visalia. Jones shows off the speed, and now brings up Ruben Santana with a runner on first. That was a routine play for Zazueta, one of those moments where you look up a little too early and all of a sudden things become a panic, and Zazueta still is able to make a good throw to first base, but just not in time. So now you got Ruben Santana at the plate. Here's the deal home, and that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. It officially goes down as a hit for Drew, so it'll be the second Rawhide hit of the ball game. Now a pickoff attempt at first, and that one's going to get away from Cameron Decker. So Drew Jones now has gotten first base off the mishandle from Zazueta. And then the pitcher tries to pick him off at first, and Jones gets over to second base. So it'll be an E1 against Rancho. And an early runner in scoring position here for the Hyde. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighborhood services and surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. The 1-0 pitch on the way to Santana, and that one is inside for a ball, 2-0. Ruben Santana so far on the year batting .218 with three home runs and 44 RBIs here in 2024. The pitch on the way to Santana, and he lines that one out into the pasture out in right field.
That right there is a point-of-sale prize ball. Take that ball to the Valens Cover Team Store and collect your prize. Good guy alert.
Ruben Santana, the 24th-ranked prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. He was signed for $750,000 out of the Dominican Republic in January 2022. And now a ground ball to third base will be fielded by Guerrero. His toss to first base is in time. And there's now one down here in the inning. It allows us to go through the starting defense for Rancho here on this Sunday afternoon. Carlos Rojas behind the plate. Meanwhile, Cameron Decker is over at first. At second base is Elijah Hainline. He's joined by Wilman Diaz on the middle infield at short. Eduardo Guerrero will be the third baseman. Then in left field is Samuel Munoz. Eduardo Quintero, the top 10 prospect in center. And then Jose Mesa will be the right fielder, with the DH being Zaire Hope. The one-out pitch on the way to McLaughlin as he takes that one in there for a strike, and the count is now 0-1. McLaughlin, the ninth round draft pick by the Diamondbacks here in his 2024 MLB draft. So far in his first 2 weeks, he's batting .217 with no home runs and four RBIs. Zazueta looks at second. Here's the deal home. And McLaughlin a swing and a miss, and the count now 0-2 for the former Arkansas Razorback. Adrian DeLeon awaits on deck. As McLaughlin gets ready for the deal, the right-on-left matchup. Zazueta deals home, and McLaughlin will foul that one off to the left side. getting a piece of it. And a really nice first week out at Modesto. Over four walks in his four games, seven walks in his first four games that he played against the Nuts out of John Thurman Field. 0-2 pitch on the way, ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by Decker, who'll have the underhand tosses us with that first. So the 3-1 ground out puts Drew Jones 90 feet away from scoring. And the major topic of conversation we've been saying all series long is Rawhide hitting with runners in scoring position. Yesterday, 2-for-9, they left 9 runners on base. The previous day, 3-for-11 with 7 on base. And you look at that wall, you think, well, the Rawhide had back-to-back wins in those two ball games. But you look at the games that they suffered losses in, 1-for-10 with 9 left on base. That was on Thursday night. And then in Tuesday night's 5-2 loss, the Rawhide were 3-for-13 in that ballgame with 8 left on base. And despite a 9-3 win on Wednesday, the Rawhide left 12 on base. That tied for the most runners left on base so far this year, as the 1-0 pitch is on the way and in there for a strike 1-1. So you look at 5 games in this series, the Rawhide have left at least 6 or more on base in each of those first 5 games. Looking to avoid doing that here in this ballgame has got De Leon at the plate. 1-1 with 2 down. Here's the deal to De Leon. And that one's on the outside corner and in there for a strike now, 1-2. Adrian De Leon batting .211 with 5 home runs and 31 RBIs. Modifi Marte waits on deck, who is making his series debut. 1-2, 2 away. As we'll have to hold off here as the home plate umpire Reginald Webb calls for time. De Leon will get the practice hacks there. You take a look at Marte waiting on deck. The guy with homer pop in the bat. Looking to drive in Drew Jones if he gets the opportunity. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's inside at the knees for ball two, 2-2. You look at Zazueta already. 32 pitches here in these first two innings. You see the attempted frame for Carlos Rojas. He's made the start now in 4 out of the 6 games behind home plate, with Victor Rodriguez getting the start in last night's ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way. De Leon will take that pitch inside as he's able to move out of the way of that pitch on a throw at the hands, and the count is now full. 3-2, 2-away. Fourth batter of the inning trying to hand it off to Modifi Marte. Visalia already 2 hits here in these first 2 innings. Here's a pause and the deal. Outside ball 4. Good eye by De Leon. Runners on the corners, and that walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com.
Coming to the plate today's In-N-Out double batter. Number 11, Modifi Marte.
So Modifi Marte will step up to the plate. A guy who's batting .233 on the year, 45 hits in 54 games. And now we'll have a quick mound visit here. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. So Ramon Troncoso will make his way out to the mound. And it'll be a meeting between Christian Zazueta and Carlos Rojas. Troncoso will make his way back over to the Quakes dugout. Howell's on that first base side. Meanwhile, for Visalia, Howell's on the third base side. Modifi Marte gets ready to dig in. So far this year, Marte 3 home runs on the season with 32 RBIs in total. Here's the deal home. And Marte takes that one just a bit inside for ball one, 1-0. Anderson Rojas awaits on deck. He would be the top of the Rawhide order if Marte either gets on and scores a run. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Patience at the plate is what we've seen here in these first two innings now from the Rawhide, fouling off pitches, taking pitches outside. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Marte, and that one's outside as well for ball three, 3-0. So now time called by Marte, and Zazueta in a hole here, looking to avoid having bases loaded here in just the first two frames. Three balls, no strikes, two ways. Azueta gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. And that one just above the knees, and it's in there for a strike. The count now 3-1. Three and one with two-way. Here's the pause and the fire. And that one's hit into center field, dropping quickly. And Quintero unable to get there in time. Drew Jones will come home to score. And the Rawhide are the first team to get on the board in this ball game. It's 1-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. You take a look at the replay there, left in the middle of the zone. Didn't necessarily barrel it up, but he got enough to get it into center field. And Eduardo Quintero left it drop right in front of him for a base hit. So Visalia's third hit of the ballgame is their first run of the ballgame. And now it brings up Anderson Rojas to the plate. So now runners on first and second as the first pitch to Rojas is in there for a strike 0-1. Rojas so far in this series, 3-for-9, including a 1-for-3 game yesterday where he had a single, a walk, and a strikeout as that pitch is outside for a ball, and the count now 1-1. Anderson Rojas, a speedy threat on the base paths. We mentioned earlier the 30 stolen bases, that is top 10 in the California League. He's looking to put something together right here and tack on a couple more Rawhide runs as he pulls that one to the right side and fouls, so the count is now 1-2. Azueta so far on the road this season, 2-0 with a 4.91 ERA. He's pitched better on the road than he has at home. You look at his home split, a 7.22 ERA. The pitch on the way to Rojas, and that one is fouled off to the right side. 2-3 with a 7.22 ERA through 28 and two-thirds innings of work at home for Azueta. You look at his numbers in the month of July, a 10.67 ERA, 0-1 in three starts, and Rojas tries to go opposite field and fouls that one off to the left side. 14 and a third innings, 12 strikeouts and 11 walks in the month of July. Meanwhile, here in the month of August, he's already up to 15 strikeouts and only one walk. 1-2 pitch on the way. Rojas will lift this one up on the right side. We'll see if there's enough to stay in play. And that one will land two rows up into the bleachers. Another foul ball here for Rojas as this will be now pitch number 46 for Zazueta.
Give it to your kid. Oh, you're a kid. Oh, you are a kid. Okay. Oh, let's go. No, he's going to be a good guy. Oh, and he dropped it. But hey, good guy alert. Anyways, he tried. Good guy alert. Good
Anderson
guy
Rojas
alert.
Uses batter's timeout. Step out of the box. After the stoppage in play. And Christopher Torin waiting on deck. And grounded out in his last at-bat in inning number one. One ball, two strikes, two away. Visalia leads this ballgame 1-0. Here's the deal to Rojas. And that one's grounded right up the middle. It's going to sneak on through. Adrian DeLeon is going to be waved home. Marte's going to go to third. Here comes the throw. It is not in time. And Rojas will get to second safely. The Rawhide tack on another run. It's now 2-0 here in the bottom half of the second inning. Right back up the middle. A very similar swing to that of Demetrio Crisantes. Back in inning number one, Zazueta put up a glove, but he was unable to bag it. And on an eight-pitch at-bat, Anderson Rojas gets the RBI base hit. And now it brings up Christopher Torin to the plate. The deal on the way, and that one is swung on and fouled backwards. Count out 0-1. Diffie goes first to third on the ground ball base hit. Green making his first start since Friday night. And a ball game where he was 2-for-4. And now Green fouls that one off to the right side. And the count is now 0-2. Zazueta will get ready for his now 49th pitch of the ball game. Four Rawhide hits already through the first two frames. And Zazueta's pitch to Torin is fouled off the edge of the bat to the right side.
Francisco Serrano. Francisco Serrano of NDS. Head on over to the chair and says, you have won an iPad Air.
No balls, two strikes, two away. Christopher Torian gets ready for the pitch with Demetri Crisantas awaiting on deck. A 2-0 ball game. Here's the deal home. And Torian takes that one upstairs for a ball, 1-2. Look at the ride order. Already gone through it once. Meanwhile, for Rancho, in the top half of the third inning, they will still be on their seventh batter of the game. Doreen's pitch is a bit upstairs for ball two, 2-2. Doreen has shown patience all year long for this Rawhide team. And second most on the club, right behind Drew Jones, who has 69. Upcoming pitch on the way to Doreen. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here comes the deal home, and Doreen watches that one miss outside for ball three. Christopher, so far this season, 65 walks. In fact, Drew Jones and Doreen are the only two players on this team with 50 or more walks. The payoff pitch on the way to Doreen, high and upstairs. Ball four, walks 66 of the season, and it brings up Demetri Crisantas to the plate, who has a chance to have a punch right here in just the second inning. Before we'll have that happen, it will be the manager, John Shoemaker, making his way out to the mound. Christian Zazueta's ball game will come to a conclusion after just an inning and two-thirds of work. Visalia has bases loaded with 19-year-old Demetri Crisantas stepping up when we come back. Visalia 2, Rancho 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife...
Early stages of this ball game, but a big opportunity for the Rye to break this ball game wide open. With Demetri Crisantas at the plate, first pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. A new pitcher in the ball game for Rancho is the right-hander Pedro Santillan, the 6'4", 200-pound right-hander out of Mexico. And Crisantas working with bases loaded in a 1-0 count. Crisantas will lift this one into right center field. Should be playable by Quintero in center. And he's there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. So Visalia will lead the bases loaded. However, they do score a run on three hits and one error. So at the end of two innings of work, the Rawhide 2, the Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life. Kaweah Health.
It's a two-run ball game as we arrive at the top half of the third inning, and Denny Lerondo will make his way out to the mound in a ball game where he's had four strikeouts in just six batters faced. That pitch is inside for ball one, 1-0. The only two batters to put the ball in play have been Wilman Diaz and Zaire Hope. Wilman Diaz flew out to right. Zaire Hope grounded out to second. Pitch on the way, hard hit shot, but it'll land foul, so the count now 1-1. Denny Lerondo making his fourth appearance of the year against Rancho. Last time we saw Lerondo against this Quakes team was on July 3rd out at Lone Mart Field in a ball game where he went two-thirds innings of work, seven hits, one earned run allowed in that ball game, and four walks and two Ks. That pitch is outside for ball two, 2-1. It would be a ball game that the Rawhide would go on to win, final score 5-1. As that pitch is bounced downstairs for ball three, 3-1. Lerondo's previous two outings prior to that no decision on July 3rd, a loss on May 11th against Rancho where he went five innings, and then a loss on June 7th where he pitched four innings, and now that pitch is outside for ball four. So Lerondo's extended time in the dugout will lead to a five-pitch walk to Samuel Munoz and bring up Eduardo Quintero to the plate. So combined 9 2/3 innings of work for Lerondo against Rancho so far this season, where he has struck out 14 Rancho batters through the first three appearances. And now that one fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Lerondo comes in this ballgame 6-2, 180. 21-year-old right-hander out of Villa Clara, Cuba. Now on the glance over at first base, he gets ready for the deal home. Middle of the slab, here's the deal. Ground ball to the left side, a chance to turn two. 6-4-3, and it's in time. A double play from the bat of Eduardo Quintero, and the Rawhide make it look as simple as they've done all season long. That is now their 105th double play of the year, and it goes Taurine Crisantes to Marte. So base is empty now for Eduardo Guerrero. Pitch on the way, that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Eduardo Guerrero, so far on the year, batting 148 with no home runs and three RBIs. Here's the pitch of Guerrero, and that one is inside for a ball. Count out 2-0. Talk about a Rawhide team who's fielded very well so far this season, 973 team fielding percentage, that's third best in the league. We talk about those 105 double plays. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they've struggled defensively. 965 clip, that's the seventh worst. 84 turn double plays, that is tied for the sixth fewest in the Cal League. The 2-1 pitch on the way from LaRondo, fouled off to the right side, and the count now moves to 2-2. The only team with a worse fielding percentage than Rancho was the Modesto Nuts, who had their fair share of errors last week. A couple of sloppy games out there at John Thurman Field. The 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one is inside for ball three, 3-2. If you look at the offensive numbers compared to the defensive side of things, it's a Rawhide team who are a lot more similar on pace with Rancho. The Rawhide batting 255 as a team. Meanwhile, for the Quakes, 254. As the upcoming pitch on the way, and that one's hit up the middle for a base hit. So it'll be Rancho's first hit of the ball game, and send this back to the top of the order here for Wilman Diaz. Take a look at the replay there from LaRondo. Just left upstairs in the zone and hit right back up the middle. So now you got Wilman Diaz, who is 0-for-1 so far in the ball game. Diaz, last time he flew out into right field. As LaRondo gets set at the belt, here's the deal home. And mount pitches inside for ball one, 1-0. Wilman Diaz, 259 on the year, 4 home runs, 51 RBIs. You look at his series as a whole so far. He leads the team in hits, batting 4-for-15 with a 1-for-4 day yesterday where he had just a single. And now LaRondo's breaking ball is outside for a ball, 2-0. You got Elijah Hainline awaiting on deck. LaRondo will get ready for his 50th pitch of the ball game. And the 2-0 deal on the way. And that one's on the outside corner, and it's in there for a strike, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. Here's a pause from LaRondo. Pickoff attempt at first. And diving back in safely is the runner, Eduardo Guerrero. Look at the numbers for LaRondo's first month of the year, 5.40 ERA. However, his best month of the season was in May, where he was 2-1 with a 1.66 ERA. And now a swing and a miss here. Now makes the count now 2-2. LaRondo had five starts in the month of May against Stockton, Rancho, Lake Elsinore, Fresno, and Inland Empire. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here's a pause from the right side of the slab. LaRondo kicks and fires. Ground ball to the left side. Should end the inning. Ruben Santana will toss across the diamond in time, and the inning comes to a close. Rancho, one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the bottom half of inning number three. Visalia 2, Rancho 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley. Investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 B.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball, moving to the bottom half of inning number three. Angel Ortiz will lead things off. Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Ruben Santana, 4, 5, and 6. Angel Ortiz is the only batter to not step up to the plate for Visalia in that bottom half of the third inning. Upcoming pitch on the way to Ortiz, and he takes that pitch inside for a ball. So the count now 2-0. For Visalia in the frame, it'll be Angel Ortiz, Drew Jones, and Ruben Santana, 4, 5, and 6. Angel Ortiz, 6 for 15 so far in the series. 2-0 pitch on the way, and that one is outside for a ball, 3-0. Ortiz had himself a pretty nice Friday night, where he was 3 for 4 with 2 doubles, a single, and 2 RBIs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Santian. And that one is inside for ball four. So a four-pitch walk will walk Angel Ortiz and bring up Drew Jones to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And with that, it brings up Drew Jones to the plate. Drew Jones, a 92nd-ranked prospect in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, and he was the first person to step on all four bases here in this ballgame and gave Visalia a 1-0 lead. And now Santiano will get a chance to face him for the first time this afternoon. And that pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones had a bunt single up the middle that was counted as a hit. I'd say it should have gone either way. Santiano just kind of lifted up his head before. I should say starting pitchers as with that left lifted his head up slightly early and ended up fumbling the ball. And by the time he had the toss over to first base, Drew Jones got on base safely. So now 1-1 with no outs. Here comes the pitch from Santian to Jones. A swing and a miss outside. Throw down to second base, and that one is in time. And Angel Ortiz is gunned out at second base. I hope he caught stealing. So now one down in the inning allows Drew Jones to hit with a bases empty scenario. You can tell with the way that swing was for Jones. It was an attempt at the hit and run. That pitch way outside of the zone and unable to get a piece of it. 1-2 pitch on the way to Drew, and he fouls that one directly backwards. Well, today marks 7 games left to go here in the home regular season. But today are a Kids Club jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Children's Healthcare and Allen Law Firm. Upcoming pitch on the way to Drew. Ground ball at left side, a slow roller. The bare hand grab to first base is not in time. And for the second time in this game, we get to see the wheels from Drew Jones outrunning a slow roller to third. And now it brings up Ruben Santana to the plate. There's a nice bare hand grab by the third baseman, Eduardo Guerrero. But by the time he picked that one up, doesn't even have any time to get there in time as Drew's able to outrun it. So now you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who's 0-1 in the ballgame with a 5-3 ground out. Santian looks over the shoulder. He gets ready for the deal home. And that pitch is upstairs for ball one, 1-0. Rest of the giveaways here in 2024. Next Tuesday will be our final Tuesdays presented by Modelo, the $2 tickets in the CSDA pasture, and the $2 tacos on the Jameson on deck grill. The 1-0 pitch on the way, ground ball to the left side, a chance to turn two to second for one, the transfer to first base in time, and it's an inning-ending double play that sends us to the top half of inning number four. Visalia has a 2-0 lead at the end of three innings of work. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey.
But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring. And get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving into the top half of inning number four. Elijah Hainline will lead things off. It'll be Hainline, Hope, and Decker. The 2, 3, and 4 do up here in the inning. Upcoming pitch on the way from the Rondo. That one is swung on and fouled backwards for strike number one. Talk about the rest of the promotions in 2 weeks' time against the Fresno Grizzlies. On Wednesday, August 28th, will be our Bratz Beer and Bingo presented by Park Visalia. Then next, or two Thursdays from now, the big one, the Cowboy Hat Giveaway, sponsored by Harris Ranch Beef. Excited about that one, the blue cowboy hat with the Rawhide V in the front. Want to come out to that one. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the right side, 1-2. And two Fridays from now, it'll be our race car driver jersey giveaway, sponsored by Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. And then next Saturday will be our Fan Appreciation Night fireworks, the final fireworks of the year. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Denny LaRonda will get ready for his 56th pitch. Here's the deal to Hainline. Swing and a miss, strike three. Second time he'll be struck out in this ball game. And Denny's now up to five strikeouts in this ball game. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Dean. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141.
Give Abraham a call,
65-4141. At the plate. Well, there's the look at the last giveaways and promotions here as we get ready for the final six games of the season. That pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Today was the first 100 kids get a Halloween-themed jersey. If you're part of our Tippers Kids Club, 0-1 pitch on the way. That one is downstairs for a ball, 1-1. Also, our staff around the ballpark handing out candy for the, as we're what, around 2 months away from spooky season. 1-1 pitch on the way to Zaire Hope. A swing and a miss for strike number two. Don't see any kids club jerseys behind home plate at the moment. A pretty colorful jersey to go along on this Sunday afternoon.
Attention kiddos, if you want to
pitch downstairs for ball two, 2-2 with one away.
That's
Zaire Hope at the plate, who's 3-for-16 so far in the series, including an 0-for-4 ball game yesterday where he had a pair of strikeouts. Rondo looking to strike him out for the first time in this ball game. Working from the windup, here's the deal home. Inside ball three, 3-2. Rondo, five strikeouts so far through 3 1/3 innings of work, with one of those strikeouts coming in the form of Elijah Hainline. Upcoming payoff pitch on the way from LaRondo. Gets the signal from Adrian DeLeon. Here's the deal home. Hard hit shot to the right side and foul. So the count will remain full. It's ready for the seventh pitch of the at-bat. Now stoppage in play here is manager John Shoemaker. We'll scoop up the foul ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Zaire Hope will get ready for a second payoff pitch of the frame. Rondo, 3-2 on the way. That one's lifted into left center field. Racing over is Drew Jones. He'll be called off by his left fielder, Anderson Rojas, for the grab. And there's now 2 down here in the inning with Cameron Decker stepping up to the plate. Cameron Decker batting .266, 7 home runs and 33 RBIs. Here's a kick and the fire, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count now 0-1. Cameron Decker was one of 3 strikeout victims in that second inning from the arm of Danny Lerondo. Here's the deal. That one is foul tipped, and the count is now 0-2, a two-way. Rondo looking to snap the losing skid. He's lost his last 2 starts. His last win, you have to go back to July 21st against Inland Empire, where he pitched 5 innings of work at 8 strikeouts. And now that pitch is barely outside for a ball, so the count now 1-2. Rondo's had himself, so far this season, 4 7-plus strikeout games, with one of those being the 11th strikeout game, which is the most by a Rawhide pitcher this year. And now that one is fouled directly backwards. That was an 11th strikeout game on June 20th against Lake Elsinore. One night later, a bowl game that took 4 hours and 5 minutes to complete after LaRondo's gem of a performance that took only 2 hours and 15. 1-2 pitch on the way, off the front of the bat, fouled off to the right side. Rondo had 11 strikeouts in that ball game. It was a Rawhide team who combined for 16 strikeouts in that ball game. It was the most strikeouts by this Rawhide team here in 2024.
This song should give you an idea why.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 away. Cameron Decker will get ready for the pitch from LaRondo. He'll get the agreement from Adrian DeLeon. That pitch upstairs, ball 2, 2-2.
Again, attention all NDS employees throughout the ballpark. Please head to the Toyota Terrace.
That game, that 11 strikeout game, flawless performance from LaRondo, and then one night later, a ball game that just never seemed to end. But on this occasion, a swing and a miss. Cameron Decker will be struck out for the second time in this ball game, and Danny LaRondo is now up to 6 strikeouts in the ball game. Right at the bottom half of inning number 4, Visalia leads Rancho 2-0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app and MyTV 53.
Babies are upset. They throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra. Or lease a Tacoma Double Cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of...
Go get my beer. I promise you. And be sure to join the next News and Brews Mixer on Thursday, August 22nd at Moose Dog Brewing in Visalia from 5 to 8 p.m. courtesy of the Sun Gazette and Moose Dog Brewing. Again, that News and Brews is brought to you by the Sun Gazette.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of the fourth inning. Pedro Santillan remains on the mound. His first pitch on the way is high and outside for ball one. 1-0 will be Ben McLaughlin, Adrian DeLeon, Modifio Marte. 7, 8, and 9 due up here in the inning. Upcoming pitch on the way from Santillan. And that one is swung on and foul tipped for strike number one. Ben McLaughlin, the former Arkansas Razorback, was 1-for-1 yesterday where he had a single, a hit by pitch, two walks, and a run. The 1-1 deal on the way. Now time called here as it'll be a pitch clock violation against Santillan. So it moves the count to now 2-1. McLaughlin has yet to get on base. It has been McLaughlin, Santana. That's it. That's the only two batters in this ballgame that have not got on base. Three balls, one strike with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way. And that one is fouled off to the left side. And the count is now 3-2. So left fielder Samuel Munoz go over. Here the ball. Should say third baseman Wilma Diaz. Ben McLaughlin looking for his first hit of the ball game. In the series where he's 2-for-13. 3-2 pitch on the way from Santillan. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop Diaz. It's tossed to first base in time. One down here in the frame brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. Adrian DeLeon walked in his last plate appearance. And, well, we were on the topic earlier of Halloween with the Halloween-themed jerseys here for our Tippers Kids Club members. So thought back about it during the break, and I thought about top three favorite Halloween costumes we've had throughout the years. Ground ball through the left side, and a sneak past the arm of Eduardo Guerrero. So it'll be Visalia's sixth hit of the ball game. And runner on first for Modifi Marte. I've been in a collision. Don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus's Body Shop. Their priority is you. Good old fashioned service is what they're about. Give them a call today at 559-625-3636. Or visit them online at GusBodyShopVisalia.com. So it brings up Modifi Marte to the plate. The top three Halloween costumes of all time. Not in any specific order will go. One on pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball one, 1-0. I go last Halloween, went as Pitbull. Went with the Speedo tan swim cap for a bald cap. Couldn't find any at any Spirit Halloweens or any other type of party stores. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's inside for a ball, 2-0. Had the Pitbull sunglasses with the white shirt, black pants, black belt. Cesar. Pretty big fan of that outfit. 2-0 with one away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Modifi Marte. Here's the deal. That one is inside for ball three, 3-0. Another favorite Halloween costume. Probably the first year did not trick-or-treat. My brother and I handed out candy that year, and we went with the mannequin heads wearing hoodies. And you just saw through the chest of the hoodie. And that was a pretty cool look. We both wore Sperry's back when those were popular. I'm not sure if anybody's still rocking Sperry's these days. 3-0 pitch on the way as Marte has a dodge out of the way of that pitch. He'll take ball four inside. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. The runner's on first and second with one away as Anderson Rojas gets ready to step up. But that costume, navy blue Sperry's with Nike Elite socks with black shorts and hoodies with the mannequin head on top. Pretty interesting look, if you want to say. The one-out pitch on the way here to Anderson Rojas. As that one is in there for a strike, 0-1. Lastly, I'll go with the 10-11-year-old costume. Went as Mario that year. And my dad actually made a giant Nintendo Wii remote. A big, almost the height of my 10-11-year-old self. And it had everything. It had the little buttons. It had the D-pad on it. Well, there I am. It had that, and it had the little hole on the top where the connecting sensor was, and that's where the candy would go in. And I was walking around with a giant, almost life-size Wii remote. Ground ball up the middle. That one's bobbled to second, down to first base, and the transfer to first is in time, and it'll be an inning-ending double play. And we're through four innings of work here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 2, Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Same.
Toyota Terrace, because you got something sweet coming. To you.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Sunday afternoon. It'll be Jose Mesa, Carlos Rojas, and Samuel Munoz. That's 5, 6, and 7 due up here in the frame. Upcoming pitch on the way. That one has bounced outside for ball one. 1 and 0.
All right, we got another winner here. Let's give an NDS winner, Alfredo Hernandez.
Denny LaRondo is up to six strikeouts here in his first four innings of work. 71 pitches. I think likely he can get through six if he has the next efficient two innings. This ball's back at the wall and right, and leaping up to make the grab is Angel Ortiz right in front of the Toyota Terrace. What a grab by the Rawhide right fielder. It was a drive by Jose Mesa. Angel Ortiz understanding where the wall is, and he leaps up and makes the grab fully extended. And now it brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate. So with one down here in the inning, Rojas will get ready for the pitch. And he tries to go opposite field as well, and this one is fouled off to the right side. That was electric, that Rawhide Electric play of the game. It's brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call, 559-302-9517. And now Rojas is swinging and miss on a ball in the dirt, and the count is now 0-2. So Angel Ortiz has allowed his bat to put him at the cleanup spot in this Rawhide order, and the defense showing off there. The 0-2 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side. Ruben Santana will field and throw to first base in time. Two down here in the inning. Denny LaRondo in some good help behind him. And taking care of business on his own, as now it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. Munoz, prior to last night's ball game, two home runs in his last two games, including the two-run home run on Friday night and the three-run home run on Thursday. I'm trying to bring that pop back here. Five home runs, four of those coming against his Rawhide club with 44 RBIs on the season. As he lifts that one into center field, Drew Jones goes racing backwards. He'll look up near the wall and have just enough room to make the grab. So the Rawhide defense stands tall behind LaRondo in inning number five. We're halfway through at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Rawhide 2, the Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Move to the top half of inning number five, and Christopher Torian, a wake-up inside pitch to begin this frame. Waylon Santana, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho. It's the third arm used by manager John Shoemaker in this ballgame, and this pitching change is brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. 1-0 pitch on the way to Torian. That one downstairs for ball two, two, and oh. And here on this Sunday afternoon, we'll take a look around the California League. No games underway, so we'll just introduce you what games will be underway later on tonight. As that pitch is fouled off to the right side, two and one. Out in Lake Elsinore, they are currently underway. Storm and 66ers in the bottom half of the first. Inland Empire currently has a early 1-0 lead against the Storm. The 2-1 pitch on the way. That one is inside for a ball. And they count 3-1. Inland Empire looking to preserve that series and capture the series split as they've given LE losses over their last two games. 3-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Santana. And that one's on the outside corner in there for strike 3-2. Later on today at 5 p.m., it will be the San Jose Giants versus the Stockton Ports. And then at 5:05, it'll be Fresno versus Modesto. Ground ball to the right side, and nobody covering the first base bag will allow Taurine to get on base safely. It'll be Visalia's seventh hit of the ball game and the first hit of the ball game for Taurine. It was a long run for the first baseman, Cameron Decker, and a slow run from Waylon Santana. And Taurine's able to sprint down the line and bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. Last time we saw him at the plate, a fly out in the center field with bases loaded. The pitch on the way to Crisantes, and that one's on the inside corner in there for a strike 0-1. Visalia is currently out hitting Rancho 7-1 here in this ball game, with that lone hit from Rancho coming in the bottom half of the third inning off the bat of Eduardo Guerrero. And Crisantes gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side 0-2. Crisantes in his first at bat got on base for his 41st straight game. That leads all of minor league baseball, the high A level, double A, and triple A as well. And now runner in motion, that pitch is outside and gets away. Getting up quickly is Taurine, but he'll hold up there. And now a runner in scoring position here for Visalia. As Waylon Santana will get ready for his 10th pitch of the ball game. We'll go through Santana's numbers here in just a moment in his fourth year in the Dodgers organization. 1-2 with no outs. Here's the deal from Santana. Outside, 2-2. Two balls, 2 with no outs. An upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal to Crisantes. Ground ball to the left side. A backhand effort here, and now Taurine stuck in a rundown. A late move. Taurine trying to get out of it right here. Here comes the toss over to second base, and he loses his footing. He's out at second. So there's one down in the inning, and Demetrio Crisantes will reach off the fielder's choice. Take a look at the replay there. Taurine was in motion on a ground ball. And you see that little hesitant step. Really got him out of the situation. But on that final throw over to second, Taurine loses his footing and he ends up being tagged out. So now you got Angel Ortiz at the plate, who is 0-1 in the ball game with a nice grab in the top half of the frame. Crisantes in motion. Throw down to second base. And that one is in time. And Demetrio is caught stealing. It is the second CS of the ball game. And now two down in the inning with bases empty and a 1-0 count here for Ortiz. And we saw Angel get caught stealing back in the third. The high throw and perfectly placed right on that left hit of Demetrio Crisantes' sliding foot. And now manager D. Garner makes his way out to have a word with the base umpire Blake Bison. One ball, no strikes, 2-2. Angel Ortiz, the highest batting average by any player on this Rawhide team. Also top 10 in the California League. Both him and Kenny Castillo top 10 in the league when it comes to batting averages. Angel Ortiz, the second highest batting average, 305. That one's downstairs for ball one, 1-1. Technically the highest batting average by an active player at the moment in the Cal League. Lázaro Montes was batting 309 before he would eventually be called up to the Everett Aqua Sox and the Seattle Mariners organization. A 2-1 pitch on the way. That one's lifted into left center. And underneath it will be the left fielder, Samuel Munoz. He'll be there for the grab, and the inning will come to conclusion. Visalia got on base twice in the inning. However, the minimum is faced for Waitland Santana. And we head into the top half of inning number six here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 2, Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron. You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Eduardo Piquero.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. Joey Gonzalez with you here on this Sunday afternoon in a 2-0 ball game. It'll be Eduardo Quintero, Eduardo Guerrero, and Wilman Diaz, 8-9-1, do appear in the frame. With a new arm in the ball game for Visalia, the righty Jorge Mangetti. That pitch is inside for ball 2-2-0. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Sail to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. A 2-0 pitch is grounded up the middle. Charging in is Taurine. Behind the second base bag, the transfer to first base in time. And Taurine just makes it look so smooth on the middle infield. So with now one down here in the inning, it brings up Eduardo Guerrero. Jorge Mangetti so far this year, 3-0, with a 2.11 ERA in 10 games. He has a 21 and a third innings of work, 18 strikeouts and 8 walks. And now Guerrero will foul that one off to the left side. Mangetti originally started the year off in the Arizona Complex League, where he was 2-1 with a 1.53 ERA in 12 games appeared in then. 0-1 pitch on the way from Mangetti. That one swung on and missed, and the count is now 0-2. Mangetti's second year in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where last year in 2023 he was 3-0 with a 3.86 ERA. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one is downstairs and in the dirt for ball 1-2. Jetty originally signed as a free agent on December 10th of 2022 before he would make his debut out in the Dominican Summer League in 2023. So first year stateside, and he got to think it's been a pretty good success. 5-1 between the Complex League and Visalia. 5-1 with a 1.85 ERA. Two balls, two strikes, one away. And Jetty's deal home. And that one is fouled off to the left side, up and out of play.
That's a Porter Stubbs prize ball. Take that ball to the Balance Cover Team store where you can collect your prize.
Mangetti so far on the road, he's looked very good, 4-0 with a 1.06 ERA. I mean, he's still really good at home as well, a 2.45 ERA. As that pitch is downstairs for ball 3-2. And 5 games appeared in with Visalia in the month of July. He was 1-0 with a 1.80 ERA. A payoff pitch on the way. That one's inside for ball four. So Guerrero will be the second walk of the ball game. By Rawhide pitching and just the third base runner all game and brings up Wilman Diaz to the plate.
At the plate number 13, Wilman Diaz.
Wilman Diaz so far in this ball game, he's grounded out and he's flown out here in this game. So the one down in the frame, and Jetty will stare down Diaz. From the right side of the slab, here's the pitch. And that one is fouled off to the right side, and the count now 0-1. Elijah Hainline awaits on deck. You have to go all the way to batter number 7 in his Rancho order before you find anybody that's even gotten on base. Samuel Munoz's walk. Rancho has had a pair of loud outs here in this ball game. You look at just last inning, Jose Mesa was about a foot away from hitting the wall out in right field. A nice grab by Angel Ortiz. And then also Samuel Munoz with a loud fly out to center for the final out of that frame. And now that one's poked into left field, going towards the line. And that one is going to land left of the line. And that one didn't miss by more than 6 inches left of the third base line. Wilman Diaz nearly poked that one out there for the second hit of the ball game. You take a look at the replay here. Trailing and trailing. Just left of that chalk. The woman Diaz, who is over at second, will take his walk back to home plate and signal for time to the home plate umpire, Reginald Webb. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Jetty will get ready for the deal home. Here's his pitch. Ground ball to the right side. It sneaks on through the infield. It'll be scooped up by Angel Ortiz. And for just the first time in this ball game, Rancho has runners on first and second. Bring up Elijah Hainline to the plate, a former Oregon State Beaver. Now for the first time in this bowl game, we're going to see pitching coach Tyler Mark make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So T. Mark out there with his pitcher, Mangetti. Hainline in this ball game is 0-2. And you look out in that Rawhide bullpen with a couple bodies just warming up the arms with the little circle stretches, but nothing to activate anybody to start throwing just yet.
Congratulations, Luis, and all of the NBS employees who have won something today. Luis, head on over to the Toyota Terrace to collect your prize.
So Hainline gets ready to step up to the plate. A guy who spent his time throughout the Pac-12 with both Washington State and Oregon State. He spent his first 2 years with Washington State, where he played in 99 games and started in 96 of those. He batted .287 with 74 runs and 99 hits during his time at WSU. The 1-0 pitch on the way here to Hainline, and he gets a piece of that one, lifts it into right field. A routine play for Ortiz, and is able to show off that arm once again right on the line and two down.
Kids in costumes, unless you're in the mascot races here shortly. If you are a kid in a costume, head on over to...
Now it brings up Zaire Hope to the plate.
We have something special for you.
Zaire Hope 0-2 in the ball game with a flyout and a ground out. That one just kind of off the throw to the bat. Poked into right field. Angel Ortiz, one of the more easier plays he's going to see on the evening. Zaire Hope gets ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. It's outside, ball one, 1-0. And One ball, no strike, two ways. Zaire Hope, originally drafted by the Chicago Cubs in 2023. Here's the deal. That one's fouled off to the left side. However, he would be traded to the Dodgers organization on January 11th in a trade that involved Michael Bush and Yency Almonte. The Dodgers traded them two over to Chicago. Meanwhile, the Dodgers received the left-handed pitcher Jackson Ferris and Zaire Hope. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's a hard hit shot to the right side. Crisantes with the grab. Gets back up, and the throw to first base is in time. And that is a run-saving grab by Demetrio Crisantes. We're through 5.5 here in downtown Visalia. Rawhide 2, Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid or check out the all-new redesigned Toyota.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the sixth inning. And the pitching staff's going to say a lot of congratulations, lots of thank yous to this Rawhide defense so far in the ball game. Demetrio Crisantes, a run-saving grab on a diving effort on the right side of the infield. A ball 108 miles per hour off the bat at Zaire Hope. And Crisantes was tossed to first base, was in time. And now a 2-0 count on the way to Drew Jones is upstairs for ball 3-3-0. You also got to give credit to Angel Ortiz with a leaping grab at the wall earlier in this ball game, preserving a 2-0 shutout at the moment. And Drew will watch that one clip the outside corner for strike number one. It'll be Drew Jones, Ruben Santana, Ben McLaughlin due up in the inning. Drew Jones is 2-for-2 in the ball game after entering the day 1-for-14 in the series. And Drew will get on base for the third time in this ball game as he takes ball 4 inside. 5-pitch walk brings up Santana to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So now you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who's grounded out twice in this ball game. And batting 218 so far on the series. Here comes the deal home from Santana. And that one is downstairs for ball 1-1-0. So 6 pitches so far in the inning for Santana. One of them has been a strike to Jones. And that streak will continue to roll on now. 7 pitches, 1 strike. 2-0 count. Ruben Santana yesterday had the 2-run RBI, also 2 doubles in yesterday's ball game. Hitless so far in the ball game as he gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch, and Ruben watches that one miss outside for ball 3-3-0. So far for manager John Shoemaker, it's been Christian Zazueta, Pedro Santillan, and Waylon Santana. The Rawhide team 2-for-7 with runners in scoring position. But the Rawhide will have another chance with RISP right here as Santana will draw the walk. Second straight walk to begin the inning brings up Ben McLaughlin to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salient's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. And now here comes the pitching coach, Ramon Troncoso, out to the mound. So this mound visit brought to you by locally owned Cedar Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Cedar Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia.
Head on over to the
grandstand. See action warming up there. In that Rancho bullpen.
Come on over to the grandstand, fans. We want you to sit between sections 200 and 210 for the 7th inning.
With this stoppage in play, let's go through the Diamondbacks organization once again. Later on this evening at 5:05, it'll be Eugene versus Hillsborough at the Double A level out at Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, Texas. It'll be the Missions and Amarillo Sod Poodles. And then at the AAA level, it'll be the Reno Aces and El Paso Chihuahuas. At the Major League level, out at Tropicana Field in Tampa Bay, the D-backs and Rays tied up 7-7. The D-backs with a late rally starting in the 7th inning. They trailed 6-0 before scoring all 6 runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. Pitch on the way to Ben McLaughlin. That one's ripped to right. What a grab by the second baseman, Elijah Hainlein. He climbs up the ladder to make the grab. And there's now two down in the inning on the double play. A screamer off the bat of Ben McLaughlin that would have scored at least one run. And Hainlein, the former Beaver, is able to make the grab. I mean, he was completely levitating on that play. The defense putting a name together on both sides of the ball. And now De Leon will hit that one into left field. And underneath it will be Samuel Munoz for the final out of the inning. What a defensive game here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide 2, Quake 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Sign Vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th. Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on."
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball as we move to the top half of inning number 7. Jorge Mangetti remains on the mound for the Rawhide. It was Denny LaRondo who had the start in today's ball game. A pretty efficient outing for Denny. That pitch is downstairs for ball 2, 2-0. Arondo, 5 innings of work, 1 hit, no earned runs, 6 strikeouts, and 1 walk. Tried to position in this Rawhide team in line for a victory. Ground ball to short, charging in is Taurine. Quick throw to first, and the throw is in time. 1 down here in the inning. And we've been able to see Taurine's arm several times in this ball game, and it's continued to be impressive as Jose Mesa gets ready to step up to the plate.
Number 35,
inside jam shot, Taurine charging in. The transfer is just so smooth. And now you got Jose Mesa, who flew out to right field last time to Angel Ortiz on a ball right in front of the Toyota Terrace. 0-1 with one away. Carlos Rojas awaits on deck. You got Samuel Munoz, 3 batters away. And he's had home run capabilities so far here in this series. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 away. Jose Mesa will get ready for the deal here in the top half of the 7th. And that pitch is swung on and missed. And the count now 1-2. And only fitting that this series finale is looking like it's going to go down to the wire here on this Sunday afternoon.
Again, a reminder to all kids
through 23 games here in these here in the 2024 season, the Rawhide have a 12-11 advantage. Rawhide looking for back-to-back series wins against Rancho. The 1-2 pitch on the way is outside for ball 2-2. It was a series on the 4th of July where the Rawhide won 2 before coming to Valley Strong Ballpark, and then they had the 2 wins at home to capture 4 out of 6 in that series. And now Jose Mesa hit in the leg. So a 1-out base runner here for Rancho brings up Carlos Rojas to the plate.
We have some winners of our costume contest. We want to give a big shout-out to Paxton McAllister.
Now Jose Mesa a little slow walking down that. Jose Mesa is slow walking down that first base line. But going back to that last series during the 4th of July week, the Rawhide won 3 straight games from July 2nd to July 4th, including the walk-off home run from Dimitro Crisantes. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Behavioral Health, now open in Visalia. The Rawhide won that series. Now currently 8 outs away from capturing their second straight series win. You look at the first 2 series of the year. The Rawhide suffered a series loss in May, and then in June, the Rawhide would tie the series. That was a series in June where the Rawhide had a chance to go for the series win, and they were walked off in the 9th inning out at Lone Mark Field. Final score 6-5 in that ball game. So the Rawhide looking to avoid a similar situation here with a 2-run lead. With 1 out, here's a pitch from Mingetti, and that one will hit Carlos Rojas in the side ribcage. So now back-to-back hit batters, and it will bring up a dangerous bat in the form of Samuel Munoz, as he could be the go-ahead run right here.
At the plate, number 36, Samuel Munoz.
Take a look at the replay right there on the inside. Adrian DeLeon make his way from behind home plate to give instructions to Rawhide infield, and that will be the end of the ball game here for Mingetti. Manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out. A crucial pitching change coming up with the dangerous Samuel Munoz to bat when we return. Visalia 2, Rancho 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity...
Looking for a soul. Now pitching for the Rawhide, number 21, Rio Britton.
The Sacramento kid, Rio Britton, will step up to the mound for Visalia, and he's working with some troubles right now. Runners on first and second with one down. A double play gets you out of the inning, and D. Gardner elects to go with the left-on-left matchup between Rio Britton and Samuel Munoz. First pitch on the way. Beautiful breaker. It's in there for a strike, 0-1. This pitch and change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. The 0-1 pitch on the way to Samuel Munoz. Two homers so far in the series, and he grounds this one to the right side. It'll be fielded by Marte. He'll throw to second for one. The transfer to first is low. Britton able to make the grab. So now two down in the inning. Puts runners on the corner, so force out at both first and second base.
At the plate, number five, Eduardo Quintero.
And he pulled the bow across the strings, and it made an evil hiss. And a band of demons joined in, and it sounded something like this.
Marseille, that everything had to be perfect from the throw to the catch. Nothing gets away, so it keeps it a two-run ball game. So now you got Eduardo Quintero, who's 0-for-2 in the ball game with a pair of groundouts. A two-out pitch on the way to Quintero. Britton looks at first. Here's the pitch. And that one is inside for ball one. 1-0. Eduardo Quintero, the ninth-ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, signed for $297,000 out of Venezuela in 2023. And that one is on the outside corner and in there for a strike, 1-1. He was originally growing up a very talented catcher, but the Dodgers decided to make him a full-time center fielder in order to take advantage of the athleticism that they noticed. The 1-1 pitch on the way outside for ball two, 2-1. He was on top of the 17-year-old performers out of the Dominican Summer League, and during his pro debut, he was batting .359 as his team ended up winning the championship out of the DSL. A 2-1 pitch on the way from Britton. And that one is downstairs for ball 3-1. Three balls, one strike, two away. Britton looking to avoid the walk right here. That would load the bases and bring up Eduardo Guerrero, who's gone on base twice in this ballgame. 3-1 with two away. Here's Britton's pitch. And that one fouled directly backwards. The count now 3-2. Quintero, one of three Quakes players that are within the top 15 in the Dodgers organization. Zaire Hope, 11th. Kendall George, 13th. All three of those guys, as mentioned, all outfielders for this Quakes team. The payoff pitch on the way, and that one hits to the right side. It goes over the head of Modifi Marte. It'll be an RBI single that will score Jose Mesa. And once again, runners on the corners in a 2-1 ball game. A big hit there for Rancho. This goes opposite field with it, and now you got Guerrero, who has a single and a walk so far in this game. Talking a little bit more about Rio Britton so far this year, 1-4 with a 4.34 ERA through 30 games. He's had 58 innings pitched, 64 strikeouts, and 29 walks. His two-out pitch is lifted into right field. Running over is Angel Ortiz with green grass underneath him. He makes a grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rancho cuts the lead in half to 1 thanks to an RBI single from Eduardo Quintero, and it is time to stretch here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Visalia 2, Rancho 1. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota. Let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. It's 43024.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Fame, youth, beauty.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Visalia looking to add on some insurance here as they move into the bottom half of inning number 7. Upcoming pitch on the way here to Modifi Marte. And that one is upstairs for ball 1-0. Visalia scored a pair of runs in the second, and that has been the safety raft so far through the ball game. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is outside for ball 2-2-0. This pitch and change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Marte, and that one's on the inside corner. It's in there for a strike 2-1. Reynaldo Yean, the new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho, the third arm to come out of the bullpen. Yean, the 6'4", 190-pound right-hander from the Dominican Republic. 2-1 on the way to Marte. That one's upstairs, ball 3, 3-1. Marte will use his batter's timeout. Third year in the Dodgers organization. 2022 was his first, where he was 3-1 with a 2.96 ERA. And spent all of 2024 with Rancho. And now he gets ready for the 3-1 deal to Marte. And that was a big swing and a miss for strike number 2. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. Marte will get ready for the pitch in a ball game where he is currently 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. And Marte fouls that one off to the right side. You look at his numbers throughout the year, 3 years in the Diamondbacks organization in 2022, 7 home runs out in the DSL. Then in 2023, as he arrives stateside, 5 home runs. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. He's got three so far this year. And Yean pitches that one on the outside corner. And Marte will draw the walk. So a leadoff base runner for the Hyde. And it will end up bringing Anderson Rojas to the plate. So top of the Rawhide order, Anderson Rojas is 1-for-3 in the ball game. Yean will get ready for his eighth pitch of the ball game from the right side. Here's a pause at the belt. And here's the deal home. Marte put in motion, a low throw home. And Marte nearly fell off the bag, but he's able to stab his left hand back on second base. It'd be a stolen base for Modifi Marte. And now another runner in scoring position here for this Rawhide club. One ball, no strikes, with no outs. Anderson Rojas, a single. It was an RBI back in the second inning. It would end up scoring one of those two Rawhide runs in the frame. And now that one fouled out of play, 1-1. Anderson Rojas has been a lot more comfortable against right-handed pitching than it has been left-handers. 1-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Ricardo Yean. Here's his deal, and it's high and outside for ball two, 2-1. You look at Rojas against right-handers, he's batting 248 with 70 hits in total on the year. Two balls, one strike with no outs. From the right side of the slab, here's the deal home, and Rojas watches that one miss outside for ball three, 3-1. 5 of Rojas's 5 home runs have come against right-handed pitching. 3 balls, 1 strike with no outs. And Ricardo Yean gets ready for the deal home. A 3-1 pitch on the way. Hard hit shot to the right side. It'll sneak into outfield. Modifi Marte around third base. Here comes the throw, and it is not in time, and it's going to go all the way to the backstop, and Rojas will go over to second base, and the Rawhide take back that run that was surrendered in the top half of the seventh. It's now 3-1 here in the bottom half of the frame. It looked like that ball may have barely hit the edge of the leather of Cameron Decker's glove. Either way, it'll go down as a base hit. It'll go down as a single and an E9. And now Christopher Crane steps up with a runner in scoring position. The Torin so far in his ball game, he is 1-for-2 with a single, a stolen base, and a walk. And that pitch is downstairs for a ball, 3-1. This is a 1-0. Scoreboard reset, so the Rawhide counter the Rancho run scored in the top half of the frame. One ball, no strikes with no outs. Here's the deal home, and Torin gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side, 1-1. Visalia looking to be tied up with Rancho with 18 games left to go in the California League season after this afternoon, after today's ball game. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Here's the deal from Yean, and that one is upstairs for ball two, 2-1. Dimitri Chrysantis awaits on deck in a 1-for-3 ball game. 2-1 with no outs. The upcoming pitch on the way. Here's the deal from Yean, and Torino will foul that one backwards for strike number two. Two balls, two strikes, no outs. Rawhide looking to return to the postseason for the first time since 2019, where they won it all. Upcoming 2-2 pitch on the way. Yean looks at second. Here's the deal home to Torin, and he gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the right side. Three-one ball game here in the bottom half of inning number 7. Dimitri Chrysantis awaits on deck. Modifi Marte scored off the Anderson Rojas base hit. pause, and now pitch clock violation. Going to go against Yeen. Now the count will go full. Official scoring decision will go down as a single for Rojas and an E3 called against Cameron Decker. 3 balls, 2 strikes, and no outs. Yeen will get ready for pitch number 18 here in just a moment. And pause. And deal home. And that one's in the dirt for ball four, so that pitch clock violation proves costly. And now puts runners on first and second with still no outs and brings up Demetrio Crisantas to the plate. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Now a mound visit here with the... with this Rancho infield.
However, any kid who's not a Kids Club member will have to have a waiver signed by a parent or guardian. You'll be able to do that.
So Crisantas will get ready to step in once again. Reached base safely once in this ball game. He's also reached off of the fielder's choice. Angel Ortiz awaits on deck. The first pitch of the at-bat coming up. Here's the deal from Yeen, and Crisantas will take that one on the inside corner in there for a strike 0-1. So we talk about now 41 straight games on base for Demetrio Crisantas. It starts to make you wonder what are the longest on base streaks in both minor league and at the major league level. The 0-1 pitch on the way here from Yeen. Here's the deal home, and Crisantas fouls that one back to the right side. You have to go back to... the year of 1949 when Ted Williams did it with the Boston Red Sox. 84 straight games that he reached safely. That was a date of July 1st, 1949 to September 27th of 1949. 0-2 pitch on the way to Crisantas. He takes that one outside for ball one, 1-2. Pitcher finds ways to get on base each and every single day. And like at the longest minor league record for an on-base streak, it was 69 games set by Joe Wilhoit out in the PCL. As that pitch is downstairs for ball two, 2-2. So still another 28 games to make minor league history for Crisantas, but he's on the right track at the moment. 2 balls, 2 strikes with no outs. Yeen looks over at second base. Here comes the deal home to Demetrio. And that one is outside for ball three, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way from Yeen to Crisantas. He takes that one inside, ball four, second time in this ball game. They'll get on base safely, and the Rawhide at base is loaded, bringing up Angel Ortiz to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Angel Ortiz, he is 0-2 in the ballgame, and now manager John Shoemaker will make his way out to the mound, and we will have a pitching change here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Ride 3, Quakes 1. You're watching Ride Baseball on ITV 53.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on MyTV 53. New pitcher in the ballgame making his third appearance of the series is Noah Ruin. This pitcher change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Noah Ruin, 3-1 with a 4.09 ERA. He's appeared in 34 games this season with 45 strikeouts and 18 walks. And with as he checks in the bowl game, he's got Anderson Rojas at third, Christopher Torin at second, Demetrio Crisantes at first, and Angel Ortiz due up. Bases loaded, infield plays in. And the first pitch of the at-bat on the way is fouled off to the left side, 0-1. You look at his appearances so far, he last pitched 3 days ago on August 15th. In a bowl game where he pitched 2 2/3 innings and ended up picking up the win, 3 strikeouts and no walks in that ball game. The upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way to Angel Ortiz, working from the right side, is Ruin. That one hits to the right side. It's going to sink on through. Anderson Rojas will come home to score. Torino will be held up at third. And Visalia tags on another run. It's now 4-1 here in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Ruin hadn't given up a hit so far in his first two appearances of the series against Visalia. And Angel Ortiz rips it through the right side as Rojas scores easily. And now it brings up the center fielder Drew Jones to the plate. A chance for an RBI opportunity right here. Drew Jones is 2-for-2 in the ball game with a pair of singles, a run, and a walk. Upcoming pitch on the way to Drew. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-0. Drew Jones had just one hit entering the night. 1-for-14 on the week, and he's looking to add on his third hit of the ball game. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Noah Ruin. Outside ball one, 1-1. All right, trying to put this game out of reach right now. In the bottom half of the seventh inning in a 3-run ball game. Still no outs in the inning. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here's a deal from Ruin, and Drew Jones fouls that one off to the right side. So the count will now move to 1-2.
Yo, Ruin, this guy, yo, Ruin!
You look at Drew Jones' numbers so far here in 2024. 3 3-hit games. He's looking to make it 4 right here. Or should say 5. As his most recent one coming last week on August 10th against Modesto, where he went 3-for-4, 5 total bases and 2 runs. In that ball game, Drew Jones had a triple and 2 singles. 2 balls, 2 strikes with no outs. Noah Ruin from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home, and Drew pokes that one into center field, and a diving effort. What a play by the center fielder, Quintero. It will score Christopher Torin from third. It'll be a sack fly from Drew Jones, and Visalia now leads his ballgame 5-1 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Drew likely would have liked that third end of the ballgame, but sure, he can't complain as the sack fly scores Torin. Both runners hold up at first and second. So with that one down in the inning, you got Ruben Santana at the plate, who's 0-for-2 in the game with a walk so far. Here's the pitch to Santana as he's able to slide out of the way of that pitch, and the count is now 1-0. Santana 5-for-12 in the series. That's one less hit than Demetrio Crisantes and Angel Ortiz, who lead the week with 6. The 1-0 pitch on the way, And Ruben will watch that one miss downstairs for bowl two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Noah Roon works from the right side of the slab. Here's the deal home. And Santana, a swing and a miss, and the count is now 2-1. The Rawhide now just 6 outs away from capturing the series. Be their second straight series win against Rancho, and would have a 13-11 lead heading into the final series in 3 weeks' time. As that pitch to Santana is downstairs for bowl three, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one away. Ruben Santana will get ready for the pitch from Ruin. Here's the deal home. A slow ground ball to the third base side. Will it be enough time to get Santana on? And the throw is high from Ruin. It will likely go down as an error. We'll see if it goes down as a hit or an error. But either way, Ruben is there. It will go down as a base hit. So it'll be Visalia's ninth hit of the ball game, and once again, bases loaded here for the Hyde.
Coming to the plate, number 33, Ben McLaughlin.
So bases loaded for Ben McLaughlin. He's 0-3 in the ball game as he gets ready for the deal home. Ruin working from the right side of the slab. The upcoming pitch on the way. And that one is high and outside for ball one, 1-0. Ben McLaughlin, a pair of hits so far in the series, with one of those occurring yesterday where he went 1-for-1. McLaughlin was hit twice and got 2 walks. The 1-1 pitch on the way. And that one is outside for ball two. Should say 2-0, not 1-1. Adrian DeLeon awaits on deck. In a ball game where he is 1-for-2. 2 balls, no strikes, one away. The deal to McLaughlin, and he takes that one on the inside corner in there for a strike 2-1. Noah Ruin will get ready for his 15th pitch. Gets ready for the deal home here in just a moment. Here's the pitch, fouled off to the left side, and the count is now 2-2. Between Rancho and Visalia so far this year, Rancho is 2-1 in Sunday ball games with a win in the first two series. But the Rawhide did have a 10-6 win last time out on the Saturday night game. 2-2 pitch on the way. As McLaughlin fouls that one off to the left side, the final score on that Saturday ball game, 10-6. Radonis Perez received the win. Meanwhile, Gutierrez suffered the loss. That was 1 day removed where the Rawhide were blank 10-0 for the third time this season. 2 balls, 2 strikes, one away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Ben McLaughlin as Ruin will spin off the mound and look over at second base. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Got the runner at third in the form of Crisantes, Ortiz at second, Santana at first. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off to the left side, and McLaughlin not making this an easy out here in the late in the seventh inning. Take a look at the replay there. The ball that just kind of hung in the zone, and McLaughlin unable to turn on it there. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. 5-1 Rawhide lead, and McLaughlin will lift that one into center field. This will likely be enough to score Crisantes from third. Quintero's underneath it. Here comes the throw, and it is wide of home plate. And as a result of the attempted throw home, both runners will advance into scoring position. Visalia now lead 6-1, and they are out of slam range in the bottom half of the seventh inning.
Viva Feliz cuando no me mortifique.
Coming on the plate, the catcher at number 16, Adrian DeLeon.
Demetrio Crisantes scores, and Quintero's throw allows Angel Ortiz to go to third and Ruben Santana to go to second. Adrian DeLeon so far in this ball game is 1-for-2. That deal is outside for ball one, 1-0. One ball, no strikes, two away. Modifi Marte awaits on deck. We'll see if Rio Britton checks back into the ball game to move into the top half of the eighth inning. The right side is ruined. Here's the deal home. And DeLeon swinging and a miss, and the count is now 1-1. DeLeon is the ninth batter here in the inning. In the inning that featured Reynaldo Yean and Noah Ruin. One ball, one strike, two away. Here comes the deal, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, two away. Adrian DeLeon looking for his 32nd RBI here in 2024. Ruiz pitch on the way, ground ball to the left side, and that one's going to bounce off the glove of Diaz. One run will come home to score. Here comes the second. It is Santana, and this explosive bottom half of the seventh inning will add on a couple more runs here for the Rawhide. It's their sixth run of the inning, and it's now 8-1 in the bottom half of the frame, and it will officially go down as an E6 against Wilman Diaz. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. A good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. And now the pitching coach, Sean Coyne, is going to make his way out to the mound. What should have ended the inning now allows Modifi Marte to step up to the plate, who got this whole thing started about 15, 20 minutes ago. There's a Rancho team who entered the series, winners of 12 of 15. And now they're looking to avoid losing 4 in 6 games. Two down in the inning for Modifi Marte. 1-for-1 in the ball game with an RBI single. Last time out, he walked, scored a run, and stole a base as well. And now that pitch is in there for a strike. The count is now 0-1. 0-1 with two away. Modifi Marte will get ready for the pitch. On the right side, here's Ruin's delivery. And that one is outside for ball one, 1-1. Anderson Rojas waits on deck as well. He also had the RBI single that scored Modifi. 1-1 with two away. Here's the deal home from Ruin. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman. Hainline has thrown to first base in time. And the inning will come to conclusion. However, Visalia puts up 6 runs on 3 hits, 2 errors from Rancho. And we head to the top half of the eighth inning in a Rawhide 8-1 game. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Rawhide
right, fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the power.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, and Rio Britton can step off on the mound with a lot less pressure than what he likely felt in the seventh. First pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. You have Wilman Diaz, Elijah Hainline, Zaire Hope. 1, 2, and 3 do appear. As that pitch fouled directly backwards for strike number one. Wilman Diaz so far in this ball game, 1 for 3. With a single, a ground out, and a fly out. The 0-2 pitch on the way here from Rio Britton. Here's the kick and the fire. That one swung on and foul tipped and caught by Adrian DeLeon as Rio will have his first strikeout of the ballgame. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call at 855-625-4141. So it brings up Elijah Hainline to the plate. And played alongside Travis Bazana with the Oregon State Beavers. At the start of the year, it was Hainline who outplayed Bazana out at that second base spot. However, as the year rolled on, Oregon State would move Bazana over to second base, but not to take away from the fact that Oregon State, I mean, you got to think one of the better middle infielders in all of minor, in all of collegiate baseball last year. And Bazana over at second. And then you had Hainline over at shortstop. Both getting drafted in the summer's MLB draft. A pitch on the way to Hainline is in there for a strike, 1-2. An Oregon State team that finished the year 45-15, the 15th best team in the nation, and ultimately falling short to the Kentucky Wildcats and the Lexington Super Regionals 2-0. Elijah Hainline yesterday, his first professional home run, on a no-doubter out to left field. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Britton. Strike three called. Hainline knew it as soon as it hit the glove of DeLeon. And now back-to-back strikeouts here brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So now two down and brings up Zaire Hope to the plate. We mentioned Hope earlier, the 11th-ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization, being drafted last summer by the Chicago Cubs. Hope would be signed for $400,000 by the Chicago Cubs. The guy has already been able to produce an exit velo of 110 miles per hour as just a 19-year-old. Good bat speed, still looking to grow into the strength. I mean, 19, still looking to grow into that 21, 22, 23-year-old build. I mean, already has the plus speed, the high velo as well. Not to mention, Zaire Hope also grew up as a left-handed pitcher where he had a fastball in the mid-90s and a promising shape on the curveball. Hope will take that one in there for a strike. Count out 3-2. You look at the scouting grades, the 50 hit speed, the 55 power, and the 70 runs. So definitely the strength there on the 20 to 80 grade scale. As that pitch is fouled off to the left side, 3-2. You talk about other players on the 20-80 grade scale. Drew Jones at a 70. Meanwhile, Kendall George, the 13th ranked prospect in the Dodgers organization. He comes in with an 80 grade speed, and some evaluators even joke that if the scale could go higher, they would have him at a 90. 3-2 pitch, grounded to the left side. Backhand by Torin. It's throw to first base in time. And Rio Britton has a 3-up, 3-down frame in the top half of inning number 8. Right at the bottom half of the frame, Visalia leads Rancho 8-2. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on MyTV 53.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number 8. After Rio Britton went 3-up, 3-down, a new pitcher in the ballgame for Rancho is southpaw Felix Cabrera. Felix 6'3", 170, a 22-year-old left-hander out of Costanza, Dominican Republic. Second time we'll see him here in the series. As he gets Rojas to swing at the first pitch and foul it off to the right side, 0-1. Here's the deal home, and Rojas kind of a half swing there, and the count is now 0-2. Should say a third time we've seen him here in the series. Last time we saw him, I guess 15, 3 days ago, where he pitched a third of an inning in that game. The 0-2 pitch on the way from Cabrera to Rojas. Here's a fire home, and that one is outside for ball one, 1-2. Anderson Rojas so far in this ball game, 2-for-4, with a pair of singles, a run, and two RBIs. That 1-2 pitch on the way is upstairs for ball two, 2-2. There'll be Anderson Rojas, Christopher Treen, Dimitri Crisantis. The 2-2 on the way from Cabrera. And Rojas gets a piece of that one and fouls it off to the left side. With Rancho looking to preserve the series, it'll be Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, Carlos Rojas due up in the top half of the ninth. 2-2, no outs. Here's the deal to Rojas, and that one's ripped into right center field. Racing over there in center, Quintero is going to drop in for a base hit. Rojas around first base and go over to second, and it's a leadoff extra base hit for the Rawhide offense. And it'll give Visalia their 11th hit of the afternoon. Watch the pitch there. Cabrera just kind of leaves it over the knees. And Anderson Rojas able to get enough backspin on it and drop it in for a base hit.
Number 8, Christopher Torin.
There comes Christopher Torin to the plate. In a ball game where he is 1-for-2 with a pair of walks so far in the ball game. A pair of walks, a run, single, and a stolen base. Lance at second by Felix Cabrera working out of the stretch. And that pitch is in there for a strike 0-1. The Rawhide do have an arm warming up in the Rawhide pen at the moment. And it appears to be the southpaw Luke Craig who will come in the 7-run lead. And Terrain tries to go opposite field. It'll land in the glove of the right fielder, Jose Mesa. Tagging up at second is Rojas. And a slide feet first into third base. So the Rawhide now have a runner 90 feet away. Pitch on the outside corner. Now Demetrio Crisantes will get ready to step up to the dish. Crisantes so far in this ball game, 1-for-3 with a single, a run, and a walk. With one down, here's the pitch home. And Demetrio is able to slide out of the way of that pitch, and the count will now move to 1-0. Crisantes, a year of 355, 5 home runs and 32 RBIs. As here's the deal home, and that one is outside for ball two, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Felix Cabrera gets ready for the pitch. And here's the fire. That one is outside for ball three, 3-0. You look at the month of August so far, 5 games for Felix Cabrera. He's 1-0 with a 2.85 ERA, 6 1/3 innings of work, 8 strikeouts and 3 walks. 3 balls, no strikes, 1 away. Here's the pitch. Downstairs, ball 4. So Crisantes will draw the 4-pitch walk and bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Second time Crisantes has walked in this ball game, and that walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So now it brings up the bat of Angel Ortiz, who's 1-for-4 in the ball game with a single, a run, and a walk. Ortiz has had himself a pretty nice ball game. Ground ball to the right side and foul, so the count now 0-1. Official announced attendance on this Sunday afternoon, 2,044 fans. Here's a pitch home to Ortiz. Gets a piece of it, pops it up on the left side. And you're going to run out of room as it's going to hit along the netting. So Ortiz is now behind in the count 0-2. Reminder, next week, Visalia will be on the road as they'll travel over to Inland Empire for a 6-game series. Tuesday night's ball game, a 6:35 first pitch. That means we'll be live on the air starting at 6:25. It'll be 6:35 all week with the exclusion of Sunday's ball game starting at 5:35. 0-2 pitch on the way. Ortiz fouls that one directly backwards, and then the Rawhide will return home in 2 weeks' time for the home series finale against the Fresno Grizzlies. Tickets on sale now at VisaliaRawhide.com. No balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Here's the deal. And Ortiz fouls that one off to the left side. It's been such a fun year. This Rawhide team has featured 8 walk-off wins in 2024. First full professional season for Drew Jones. This goes on and on. The Rawhide were in the race for the first half playoffs. Towards the later stages, line ball over to second. Throwback to first, not in time. So now 2 down here in the inning brings up Drew Jones to the plate. I enjoyed seeing Drew Jones. I've seen several Major League rehabbers this year with the names of Robbie Ray, Joe Kelly. I mean, think about just earlier this week, we saw Connor Brogdon pitching yesterday's ball game in a rehab appearance. As he was pitching with the Philadelphia Phillies earlier this season before his trade to the L.A. Dodgers. 2-out pitch on the way to Drew Jones. Downstairs, ball 1. 1-0, and the Rawhide will definitely be looking to make a playoff push next week against Inland and then also when they return home against Fresno. 1 ball, no strikes, 2-way. Here's the deal to Drew, and he fouls that one off to the right side, so the count is now 1-1. And the California League postseason will be 1 week following the conclusion of the regular season. Lake Elstor will host 2 of the 3 games with the second half winner guaranteed at least 1 home game. As that pitch is outside to Drew for ball 2, 2-1. the automatic qualifiers at the moment. You have Lake Gelsdorf, who won the first half title. And then in the Northern Division, you have the Modesto Nuts, who won the first half. 2-1 pitch on the way, and Drew fouls that one backwards with the count now 2-2. At the moment, starting to look like a chance for San Jose to capture a playoff spot. They currently have a 6-game lead over Fresno at the moment. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Here's the pitch to Drew, and that one is outside for ball 3-2. It'll be interesting to see the direction that Fresno's heading into these last final 3 weeks. How will they play when they arrive in Visalia? They're 5-5 over their last 10. As Drew will foul that one directly backwards. Colorado Rockies had early picks in this summer's MLB draft. And 3-2 pitch on the way to Drew. Grounded up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop, Wilman Diaz. It stops at first base in time. And the inning will come to a conclusion. Rancho is down to their final three outs to preserve the series. They're all looking to capture their second straight series against Rancho Cucamonga. We'll step aside. Visalia 8, Rancho 1. You're watching Ride Baseball on MyTV 53.
Beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 4/30/24.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR finance.
Number 27, Cameron Decker.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move to the top half of the ninth inning here in downtown Visalia. It'll be Cameron Decker, Jose Mesa, and Carlos Rojas looking to put together a 7-run rally here for Rancho Cucamonga. Cameron Decker 0-for-3 in the ballgame with a pair of strikeouts and a groundout. And the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia is Luke Craig. His pitch on the way, and that one is right in there for a strike. 1-1. This pitch and change brought to you by Redscom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Redscom and bye-bye bugs. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Craig is swung on and missed. Strike number two. Luke Craig made his professional debut earlier this week against Rancho in a ball game where he pitched one inning and gave up one hit, no earned runs, and two strikeouts. 1 ball, 2 strikes with no outs. Craig will hold at the belt. He'll get ready for the pitch, and that one has popped up to the left side. Underneath it will be the shortstop, Torin. He'll call off Crisantes, and he'll be there for the grab. There's one down here in the inning. Brings up Jose Mesa to the plate. Luke Craig drafted in the seventh round of this past summer's MLB draft out of UNC Wilmington. Now Jose Mesa will get ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he's 0 for 2. One down here in the inning. Craig holds the belt. Here's the deal home. Right in there for a strike. It's 0 and 1. Craig, 4 years with UNCW. With a red shirt of his sophomore year. The 0-1 pitch on the way. A half swing, and the count is now 0-2. But Craig's final season in 2024. A sub 2.0 ERA, where Luke Craig was a part of that UNCW team who made their second straight NCAA tournament. So 2 out of 13 NCAA tournaments in program history, with their first coming in 2003. That pitch is fouled off to the left side.
Put that thing down.
Talked to Craig earlier this week and asked him what was their biggest difference and the drop in the ERA heading into that final 2024 season. He said the mentality shift that he had entering that year. 0-2 pitch, time called here, and a pitch clock violation called against Craig. Very late stoppage there by home plate umpire Reginald Webb. So 1-2, 1 away. And now the batter, Jose Mesa, a call for a batter's timeout here. One ball, 2 strikes, 1 away. Working from the left slab. Here's the deal home. Ground ball to the right side and foul. Craig tallied in two wins this past spring against nationally ranked the East Carolina Pirates. 1-2, 1 away. Craig gets ready for the deal home. Swing and a foul tip. Strike 3. And Luke Craig has his first strikeout of the ballgame. There's one down. There's 2 down here in the inning. And brings up the catcher, Carlos Rojas, to the plate.
Now batting number 51, Carlos Rojas.
A big punch out there from Craig. And now 3 professional strikeouts here this week. Carlos Rojas, 0 for 2 in the ballgame. A 2-out pitch on the way. Fouled backwards. Counts 0-1. Rawhide looking to tie it up with 18 games to go. And they're just 2 strikes away from capturing that goal. 0-1 pitch on the way. Downstairs, ball 1-1. 3 6-game series left on the schedule. Same for Rancho. As they'll return home against Lake Elsinore next week, they'll also have a date with San Jose at Excite Ballpark. 1-1 with 2 down. Here's a pitch from Craig. It's high and outside for ball 2-1. 2-1, 2-2. Visalia leads his ball game 8-1 in the ninth. Here's the pitch from Craig. That one's lifted to center field. Drew Jones will dive and it will drop in for a base hit. Drew Jones tried to end the game on a diving effort. And it barely drops in. So it'll be a single from Carlos Rojas, his first of the ball game. And now it brings up Samuel Munoz to the plate. And with a ball game that has been filled with excellent defensive plays, that would have been the perfect way to seal the deal. But a good job by Drew to at least keep the ball in front of him and prevent extra bases. And now Samuel Munoz is swinging and a miss. The count's now 0-1. Munoz, 4 hits so far in the series with 2 homers. 0-1 with 2 away. Here's a pitch from Craig. A swing and a miss on the ball in the dirt. And Rancho is down to their final strike of the ball game. Rawhide, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 1 run, 4 hits, and 3 errors. Here's the pitch from Craig. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. And the Rawhide are tied up with Rancho with 18 games remaining in the California League season. Final score, Rawhide, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors for Rancho. 1 run, 4 hits, and 3 errors. Luke Craig comes in and gets 2 strikeouts to end the ball game, and the winning pitcher for today's ball game is Denny Lorando. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher goes down as Christian Zazueta. The Rawhide are all knotted up. They have a record of 28-20. Meanwhile, for Rancho, they are 28-20 as well. Big series next week against Inland Empire. You can listen to all games live at VisaliaRawhide.com. The Rawhide will be back on MyTV 53 in 2 Wednesdays' time. Until we talk again, Rawhide 8, Quakes 1. We'll step aside and we'll have post-game coverage at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk next time, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
There are only 3 things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that 5 things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
All right, fans, you can enjoy the rest of your Sunday night and your Monday, realizing that the Rawhide are all knotted up heading into the final 18 games of the regular season. Final score this afternoon by Visalia 8, Rancho 1. And as a result of that win, the Rawhide now lead the season series 13 games to 11, and they now have captured back-to-back series wins against Rancho Cucamonga. And let's go through this bowl game from the very top. The Rawhide put together an early lead thanks to a 2-run bottom half of the second inning. RBIs from both Modifi Marte and Anderson Rojas. Drew Jones would have the second hit of the ballgame on a little bunt back to Christian Zazueta, who got off the mound and kind of fumbled it for a moment. And by the time he threw over to first base, it was not in time. So Christian Zazueta fumbles, allows Drew Jones to get on base. And that little mistake ended up leading to a Rawhide run. Modifi Marte would drive in Drew Jones. And then a little bit later, Anderson Rojas would drive in Adrian DeLeon. So the ball game 2-0 at the end of 2 innings of work. It was a ball game that didn't feature another run until the top half of the 7th inning. But you got to give credit to Denny Lorando in today's ball game, who would end up to go on to receive the win. Lorando, 5 innings of work, 1 hit, no runs. Meanwhile, he had 6 strikeouts and 1 walk. The Rod used 4 different pitchers in today's ballgame, including Luke Craig, who made his second professional pitching appearance. But going back to the top half of the 7th inning, it would be a run scored off an RBI single from Eduardo Quintero. It would be 1 of 4 hits in this ballgame for this Rancho club. Then in the bottom half of the 7th inning, Visalia would bring up 10 batters to the plate. They would face off against Reynaldo Yean and Noah Ruin, and the Rawhide would put together a 6-run 7th inning, and that would be enough of a difference maker in this ball game to get the Rawhide to the finish line. Final score 8-1. Talking about that 9th inning of work, 2 outs to start the frame. Carlos Rojas had a single, and then Samuel Munoz strikes out swinging to close out the ball game. So Visalia 8, Rancho 1. We'll get ready to step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for next week's series against Inland Empire. For today's ball game, Visalia 8, Rancho 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball by VisaliaRawhide.com.
Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring, and get the fourth for only $1. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy 3 new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Furnace repair or plumbing installation?
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. The Rawhide capture the series win 4-2, and they win the series finale final score 8-1. Looking around the rest of the California League, we'll update you what will be happening later on tonight. But the only other game in action at the moment is Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire. The Storm 8-4 in the bottom half of the sixth inning. If they find a way to win today, they'll be one game out of first place. So that just throws another kink in the hose if Lake Elsinore wins later today, as Lake Elsinore will be facing off against Rancho next week. So that's a pretty crucial series out at Lone Mark Field. Meanwhile, at Excite Ballpark in San Jose, it'll be the Giants and Stockton Ports starting in about an hour and 55 minutes at 5 p.m. And then at 5:05, it'll be the Fresno Grizzlies versus the Modesto Nuts. Next up, moving around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, the first game to get underway will be in about an hour's time out in San Antonio. It'll be the Missions versus the Amarillo Sod Poodles. At the high A level, it'll be the Eugene Emeralds and Hillsboro Hops. Jose Cabrera will be on the mound for Hillsboro. He's 2-1 with a 3.0 ERA. Lastly, at the AAA level, it'll be the Reno Aces and the El Paso Chihuahuas. And then finally, at the Major League level, the Tampa Bay Rays end up sweeping the Arizona Diamondbacks. Final score 8-7 in 12 innings of work. Talking about next week, the Rawhide will go to San Manuel Stadium for 6 games, and that is a crucial series. Inland Empire is in 4th place in the South at the moment with a record of 23-24. They're 5 games out of the first place spot. Meanwhile, Visalia and Rancho will be tied up with a record of 28-20 both. Meanwhile, in the North, San Jose has a lead. They have a 6-game lead over the Fresno Grizzlies. So the Rawhide, they find a way to win that series. And with Lake Elsinore and Rancho playing one another, if Lake Elsinore wins that series, the Rawhide have a chance to make up some big ground and get some spacing going in to the final 12 games of the regular season. So 2 more sleeps until our next bowl game. It's a crucial one at 6:35 p.m. on Tuesday night out in San Manuel Stadium. We'll be on there for that call. Pre-game starts at 6:25 p.m. One final time this afternoon, Visalia, 8 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Meanwhile, for Rancho, 1 run, 4 hits, and 3 errors. Denny LaRonda receives a win. He's now 4-5. Meanwhile, Christian Zazueta suffers a loss. He's 1-4. It took us 2 hours and 52 minutes to play today's ballgame in front of a crowd of 2,055 fans. Until we talk on Tuesday night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.